What do you want to be when you grow up? It's a question we ask our kids all the time. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. Producer Robin Geske joins us live in studio with more on a new survey that kids these days are apparently choosing new dreams.
They're choosing new dreams and they're finding them in different locations. And I'll explain that in just a second. It was a new survey. It was done by New York Life and the parenting website Fatherly. They asked more than 1,000 kids under the age of 12 what they wanted to be. And the top five professions are probably what you guys would think that they would be, you know, doctor, veterinarian, engineer, police officer, and teacher. Those are pretty much
the know that engineer would be on the list.
Engineer should have surprised me. That was the one that did surprise me.
Police officer, and I would add firefighter. Yeah. I would think that would be on the list.
Right.
That, you know, and those were on our list 60 years ago when I was a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
These have not changed.
They haven't changed very much. They said that on the responses, the girls were more likely to pick STEM careers, which is very interesting because they're really driving a push to get more women in, you know, science, technology, mathematics field. And the boys were more likely to pick firefighter or police officer. But the biggest surprise on this whole, you know, survey was that athlete, professional athlete, which is what you would think a little boy would say, that fell from the number one spot in 2015 to number eight this year.
Why do you think that is?
They have no. They have a couple of guesses. One is that the you know, a lot of athletes have become political these days, obviously with the Colin Kaepernick thing, and they said that, you know, kids tend to tune out when things like that become you know political and a little bit above their heads. They said that their star power doesn't seem as bright. They're not able to reach as many people, and they said that it's also become harder to track cultural trends, even in the last 2 years, just because of the way the social media and you know, YouTube videos and things like that. So,
I would take a guess at that part of the problem for kids with professional athletes, if there's a problem, but is that the athletes don't stay put. So their local, their hometown heroes are here one day, and 2 years from now they're playing in some other city. When I grew up, you know, my favorite athletes were with, you know, the local team for their entire careers.
Right. There's only one Dirk. So, you know.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
He's not everywhere.
That's right. So you can't fall in love and grow up with these guys as a kid.
Right. They also said that, conversely, there was a rise of one profession. It was police officer. They said in 2015 it was ranked number 10.
Yeah.
And this year it's number 3.
Hmm.
Well, that's very encouraging.
Absolutely.
So,
and they said that the
we'll have them come to Dallas because we need them here.
And we need at least 211 more by the end of this year. they said that all the kids were actually, they're getting their dreams from different places, meaning that in 2015 when they did the study, they were getting their dreams from, you know, personal experiences, what their parents did, what, you know, their friends' parents did. This time when they asked, their influences are more media-based, TV, movies, and YouTube. YouTube was the predominant
All these kids
place.
Want to be YouTube stars now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there isn't more technology on the list. More, you know, high-tech fields, especially for kids under 12, say, I want to program video games or something like that.
True. Because, when we were kids, that wasn't even a viable option. But now, of course, they're there.
Yeah.
But they said that that's problematic because, you know, YouTube has had kind of a sketchy past as far as, you know, their regulation of the kids' videos. And so they just kind of said, you know, be mindful of that. But I thought it was very interesting. I asked my daughter what she wanted to be, and she told me she wanted
to be an astronaut.
An astronaut.
She's four.
I knew what I wanted to be when I was four. Yeah.
Okay.
So she did say astronaut, and then she thought about it and said, no, the tooth fairy. So I'm
not
sure which way we're going to go with that.
I would think that would be a very profitable line to
go
with. I think so.
A tooth fairy?
Yeah.
You'd be giving a lot of money out.
You
got that backwards.
Yeah. You might explain that to her.
Being an astronaut, she'll get better pay, I think.
I would think so.
Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I was little.
I've always known.
I mean, when I got to middle school, I did.
Middle school, is that
where
you determined?
Yeah, middle school.
I decided I wanted to be in radio from about the time I was eight. Eight is when I fell in love with radio.
My husband wanted to be a meteorologist.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that?
I don't know. He's a news reporter, but he wanted to be a meteorologist.
Yeah, I said he looks like one. I've always wanted to do this. I've always known. I mean, yeah. I was probably 2 or 3 years old when I asked my parents if they recorded the 10 o'clock news because it came on after my bedtime, and I thought everyone went to bed when I did. So I thought they must have had to record it.
Well,
so.
Now, we've worked with you long enough to know your real passion, so I want to send you back into your studio and let you spend as much time as possible on the breaking reapportionment news that's coming out of Texas right now. Because I know... Because Robin likes to come in here and watch our eyes glaze over, and she tells us how important it is that we talk about this reapportionment thing.
It is important.
I know it's important. It's just boring.
All right, let's see how traffic is reapportioning this morning. All traffic right. On the fives.